trying to be mavar a little bit the sugya of tira of the zimun that we saw over the last few sugyas that we saw about Mem Zayin and Manalas and Chesed. Mem Chesed and Manalas. See what we come out with. There's a number of haaras on the question landing of the Gemara according to the different Rishonim, the course of the number of the Gemara. First Gemara says, tells the story, we saw Mem Zayin and Manalas. Tells the story, Rav and Shmuel were eating together. Comes along with Simba Achia, and he tries to hop around that he could get together with the Zeman also. Says Rav to Simi, what are you trying to do? You're trying to hop around with the Zeman? It's already too late. We already finished our Suda. Lak Shmuel? No, it's not. Never too late. As long as we still can eat, if somebody would bring us food that would be interested in some sort of dessert that we would still eat, then even if we don't eat, even if they don't bring it, since they could, that's enough to be still be considered a chilek of the Suda. Since it says, as long as they didn't say Havla Navarit, Ramela, we still could be Mitzara for a Zeman. Shaliz, Rav Lachero, Rav that said that you can't be Mitzara for a Zeman, Rav is the one that holds Menheim and Aleph, Shtaim She Ochlu, and Russell Zaman Mizaman. That if they want to be Mizaman, they could be Mizaman. Rav Yechon is the one that holds that Shtaim can't be Mizaman. So what was he telling Rav Simi? They're not going to be able to be Mitzara for us. In fact, Rav Yosef, Pima Gadam, Lachero, we see that Rav holds even two people could be Mizaman. So the Rebbe could have been Mizam beforehand. Nothing's going to be Migarea, the fact that Rav Simi is going to add on to the Zeman. Even if he came in with staff to be a chelik of the Zeman, you don't need him. They would have a Zeman beforehand, because two people that ate together, if they want to be Mizam according to Rav, they could be Mizam. Zakta Prima Gadim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Maduik and Rashi, Rashi says, Eina Tom Chayvenu B'Zeman. He says, Rav was telling Alter Rishus, Rav understood that there was a Rishus before him. Him and Shmuel ate together, that's enough. He was telling Rav Simi Bar Achiya, Ein Atam Mechayvenu B'Zimun. You're not going to be, you can't be a third person to make a Chiv Zimun. When there's two people, it's a Rishus. But in Mitzvah Va'isa, that you're Mechuyiv to be Mezamen, that you only have when there's three people, even according to Rav. The Meila, Rav was telling him, you can't be Mechayiv us in the Zin of Zimun. That's all fine and well, officiate the Rashi. But the remaining Eina hold, we saw at the beginning, not like the Rush, the Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion that the only time that you can have a kviyas of Zimun is that's when they ate together. That's when they started eating together. If they finished eating together, that's not enough. So over here, even if you would have three people at the end of the day that finished together, according to the Das Rebbe Yehuda, you're never going to have a kviyas of Zimun. It's still only going to be, at best, it's going to be Rishus. We like the Be'alot, it's going to be Rishus. If that's the case, they're going to be Rishus. It's back Shver effect if you regard them. What's the problem to think over here? Rav himself holds that Shtayim Shachlu, they can be Mezamen, they always have a Rishus to be Mezamen, even if they're not three. They don't have a Chiv, but Rishus they have. So what was Rav telling Simi Achiyah, that you're not going to be able to be Mezamen with us, that you already have a din of Zimun beforehand, Al Rishus. And you can't say like Rashi that you're not going to be able to be Mechayev of the Zimun, because according to Rabbeinu, you know, they're never going to be able to be Mechayev of the Zimun. If you didn't start together, finishing together is never going to be Mechayev and Zimun. That's the first hour. The second hour is the Hamshach Gemara. The Gemara says by Demai. Holei Chazilei. How could it be that you're Mezaman on Demai? Holei Chazilei. And for the Gemara, Kivin the Yivoy, Mafkin Chosim Chazilei, therefore it could be Mezaman. Shver, Tzalef Hirashi, Tzalef Hirashi. If Hirashi Shver, Rashi that learns that the Chazon by Demai is that it's a mitzvah above Avir, since you ate a Dover HaOser, therefore, you cannot be Mezamen because the Zeman is coming Duch Da Achilo, which is Be'isr, Memeil Tzim 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 what's it going to help keeping the Yiboyim Mafkin Nechosim V'chazilein, but at the end of the day, this guy wasn't Mafkin Nechosim. At the end of the day, this guy ate the man. He could have been Mafkin Nechosim beforehand, but he wasn't. If he wasn't Mafkin Nechosim, he ate the man, he ate the man. At the end of the day, Tzim 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 the effect of Yeshua. Effect of Prima Gadim, Rishisif, on the Rav also, sure. But that's the Rabbi that holds that the reason why by Kviyas, the reason why by Davar Asr you cannot have a Zimun, because it's Chasr in the Kviyas. When you eat a Davar Asr, it's not considered that you have a Kviyas of Suda to make a Zimun. So why is it going to help any the fact that Iboy Mafkin Chasr Mechazilin? At the end of the day, there's still no Kviyas. At the end of the day, the guy ate the Mai, it's Chasr, he ate a Davar Asr, it's Chasr in the Kviyas. How could it be Mazam? So but that's Rashi I thought to say, Al-Pi Shitas HaTesis in Sukkah. Tesis themselves hold, they bring down a few different Shitas. Tesis themselves hold that the only time that a problem is a Mitzvah Avera is that if you do the Avera together with the Mitzvah. if you were created a luluf beforehand, before Yantif, and then on Yantif take a luluf, it's not considered mitzvah baba averus. It says maybe in brach that's a problem. To mask Hashem Hashem, but as mitzvah baba averus, not a problem. Mitzvah baba averus. Efshar came and zav midas Rashi that Rashi doesn't go that far, but he holds that kol kama that you need the averu to be mekayim the mitzvah, that in chana it's considered mitzvah baba averus. But if you don't need the averu to be mekayim the mitzvah, dainu masha. It's really Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that somebody took out masa and Rishus Harabim. So even though he was over on Shabbos, even though he was over on Isser of Hitzah, but it's still not going to be mafia. If he goes and needs that masa, it's not going to be a problem of Mitzvah Baba Avir. Punkt, he didn't have Avir with that masa. But that's not going to make the Achilas masa a Mitzvah Baba Avir. He didn't need the Avir to be ate to the Mitzvah. Efshar came up with Rashi. Rashi holds that if you need the Avera to be ate to the Mitzvah, that's when it's considered Mitzvah Baba Avir. In this case, even though at the end of the day, the only way he got to the Zeman was because he ate a Davar Aser, but he didn't need the Davar Aser to be able to get to the Zeman. He could have eaten the same exact food without the minister. He could have been Maskin Nechassim. Even the Bar Maskin Nechassim, the Chazilei, says Yechiris, he has the ability to get to this Mitzvah without being Rebbe Nissen. The meal is not considered Mitzvah Baba Avir. Mitzvah Baba Avir is after when the only way for you to be able to, the guy stole a loaf. He couldn't have gotten this loaf a different way. He stole the lulav, the real mitzvah of Avir. You couldn't have been yet to the mitzvah without doing the Avir. Masha'in came. In this case, given the boy Mafi Nechaz B'chazile, you could have gotten this exact food, eaten this food, and kept it the same chiyuv of Zimun, even without the Avir. The male is not considered mitzvah of Avir. That's after the fish of this Rashi. The feet of Ravid is still shroud. Ravid at the end of the day holds that it's not totally, the chsarn by the Maya is not a mitzvah of Avir. The chsarn by the Maya is also kviyas. It's lacking in the kviyas. Lacking the kviyas, what does it help? That keeping the boy nechaz, boy mafkin nechaz of a chazi lane, safe, lacking the kviyas. The next thing that's fair is hemshcha sugim and zayin amabay. The Gemara says in mezam nimal amar, which the Gemara comes out with maskunas haGemara means what type of amaret are we talking about? That we say that you're not supposed to be mezam nus an amaret. Amaret hilchos haKachirim v'afilu kora v'shona v'leshimish tamid haChachomim is not shem an amaret. Even somebody that learned Chumash, Mishana, Mishnai, wasn't Mishama Shemit HaChomim, and didn't learn Gemara, which is being the Tirutim of the Tirus and Mishnai to each other, that's considered an Amaret. The fee that you're going to have to say, that Kusi, Taka, that we said, Kusi, you could be Mizaman, for Kusi is no better than Amaret, and say, no, we don't pass like that. We don't pass in this mission. This mission is after going according to the Rabbana of Rameir, that holds the Amaret is Amaret, so it's not Maitre Nechatov. Or if you look at the Surah Shulchan Aruch, and you look at the way that they pass in the halacha, they bring down Abaye's pshat in the Mishnah. That Abaye holds that the kusi that we're talking about over here is the kusi chavin. So maybe it wouldn't be shver from Amar. What Pashtas of the Gemara is that Hilchasa Kachirim that Amar says Mish Afilu Kor Vashem Leishim Mishnah Meid Chavim is considered Amar to not Mizaman. It was it. Shver the Hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara says Vales Hilchasa Kochol Hanishmaitzo. The halacha is not like all the different shmaisas that we said before in of tisha va'orim, shleikum in the chomim chadim zel zeh v'halacha. Rather, the halacha is katan ha'yadei elami mevarchin mezamen en alav. A katan, even if he's, depends, you'll see in the Rishonim, he's zicher less than 13 years old, he's anywhere ranging from 6 to 12, as long as he knows elami mevarchin mezamen en alav. So here we have a 10-year-old child, we can be mitzvah for zimun, this is how we pass it. Less than the kolan ishmaitza, elo, hodom erev nachman. Now this Kotan wasn't Koro, it wasn't Shona, and it wasn't Shishamash Tamid Echomim. How could it be Mezamen? Is it for creation? They asked the Zabakasha by Ger Shemov Leitoval. It says Ger Shemov Leitoval in Mezamen Lov. But if you Mov Leitoval and he's a bona fide Ger, then even the day that he becomes a Ger, he hasn't learned, he hasn't cracked the Sefer yet, he doesn't know anything, he wasn't Koro, he wasn't Shona, he wasn't Shishamash Tamid Echomim, fact you shame him, then how could it be Mezamen on him? He's no better than Amar. Mehai Taimo, Zakta Ashlamo, one of the Rishonim. Then in Echlamim, you have to say that when he says, Vales Tavso, Kuchol Anish Maitso, it's referring to that which you said also, that in Mezamen on Amar. Because we see that you are Mezamen on Amar. You could be Mezamen on a child, even though he's an Amar. Vice versa, we don't pass it. It's the original thing that we said, you're Mezamen on Amar. The Shail is, Rav Rishonim, that hold not that way. What can we say? What's Pshat of the Gemara? L'chur, at the end of the day, why is a katan? Why is a ger shemov v'tovah? Why are they any better than amaret? At the end of the day, they're an amaret also. They don't know anything more than they're loikar v'leishon v'leishimish l'midichon. Also, yesh la'ayin. The Gemara says tisha v'arim mitzdarfin. Shabbos shtayim shabbos mitzdarfin. If you have 9 people and aren't Kurdish, it can be mitzdarfin to have 10 people to be maskir shem Hashem by zimun. If you have 2 people eating on Shabbos, that's enough to be to have a zimun together. Now, even though the Gemara is crazy from that, it says no tisha v'arim doesn't really mean tisha v'arim, it's tisha nirin ka'atar. Shtayim Shabbos doesn't mean Shtayim Shabbos, it means Shtei Tamid Yechov Nechad Mezeb Zeba Halacha. Hashem is, Bechlal, what was the Havim here? What was the Havim here that Tisha V'Aron can be Mezamin, or Shtayim Shabbos? You only have 2 people, you only have 9 people. Where are they coming from? And Bechlal, even the Maskana, the Maskana, the Gemara says, it wasn't Shtayim Shabbos, it was Shtei Tamid Yechov Nechad Mezeb Zeba Halacha. That's where he can be Mezamin. Hashem is, at the end of the day, you still only have 2. Rashi says, Ha'inu Kesholish, at the end of the day, you only have 2 people. The Gemara doesn't ask on that. The halacha gavnu. Shailiz, lemaisa, you don't have the amount of people that you need. And b'fat, we say tisha nirin ka'atar is mitzar. L'chari, you don't have 10 people. How can you mouth b'shem Hashem for 3? It's halacha tzar. But you mouth b'shem Hashem, you don't have 10 people. How can you? How can you mitzar him? And the last tzar, l'chari, is the Gemara says Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, katan hamutl barisa oitzunit a sniff la'atar. Even though you cannot count a little baby that's in a crib as one of the 3 people for Zimun, but for 10 people, you could count them. And if you have 9 people and this baby, you could count them as a 10th person to be Maskir Shem Hashem when you have a Zimun. Dr. Benu Tam, even though we don't paskin, like, let's Hilchus Metuchol HaNishmaitza, that does not refer to this member of Yishuv Ben Levi. And we paskin this member of Yishuv Ben Levi, Dr. Benu Tam. And you're allowed to take a katan and make him as a 10th man on the team. Shaila is, at the end of the day, you don't have, if, however, not for 3 since Rabbeinu Tam. Dafka for 10, not for 3. Like Rabbi Shuvan Levi says. Shaz, Zechara, Ipcham Esav. If you can count him as the 10th person, to be Mask Yishem Hashem, Koshkein, you can count him as the 3rd person, when you have to be Mask Yishem Hashem. Zechara, these are the a number of the many horrors that we have on the Sugya. Efshar came and Zogin, after you say that it's all brought down, Mishem, Maran Averno, Vayashu Shnito, to be Masbri the Kesher between the Havamina of the Gemara of Tisha V'Aron and the Maskanas the Gemara of Tisha V'Nirin Ke'Asar. The Havamina of the Gemara of Shtayim V'Shavit and the Maskanas the Gemara of Shtayim Shtayim Tamini Chavim Echad Mezen Zeh V'Alofa. Dr. Vayashiv, what's the Shachit? Well, how'd you make such a mistake? I'm talking apples and you're answering oranges. I tell you, Tisha V'Aron. Tisha V'Aron? Aron Gavru? Ah, no. Not Tisha V'Aron. Tisha V'Nirin Ke'Asar. What's the Shachit called to Aron? Shtayim v'Shavit, and we say no. It means Shtei Tamid Yechol Mechad Zeh Zeh V'Alocha. What was the connection b'chlal between the Havamin and the Maskana? How did they make such a mistake to say such a thing? They freaked the Blaz Moshe Horowitz, the Goyin as a Pshat also, Lushi B'Yir Agril. Dr. Vayashiv Pshat Zeh. In the Havamin, the Gemara understood when we said Tisha V'Arim that there are that really you need 10 people, and when you said Shtayim v'Shavit, really you need 3 people. And the Aron is being mashlim to the amount that you need. The Aron is as if it's the 10th man. Shabbos is as if it's the 3rd person. Mele frak the Gemara. At the end of the day, Aron gavru, Shabbos gavru. Reminds at the end of the day, you don't have 10 people. You don't have 3 people. How could you count it? And for the Gemara, no, that's not the Pshat. When we said Aron, Tisha of Aron, Tisha Nir and Kastor. Or Shteitam Ha'idei Chom Echad Zem Zem Ba'alocho. And you have a Tudah, which is a Tudah Chashuvah. You have only 2 people. But the Talmid HaChomim, that are mechadim zeh zeh ba'alocha, you have a Tudah Chashuvah that hanemer is boi ha'alocha. It's somebody, gezok gevar and ha'alocha of the tish. When you're having a Tudah, you have ha'alocha, that makes it a Tudah Chashuvah. Same thing when you have tish in here in Kassar. It's as if you have 10. You don't be'etim need. And for the Gemara, you talk to don't need 10. Not like you're talking to Havamini that you need 10 and you ask. An Aron is not a 10th man. Shabbos is not a 3rd person. There says you don't need 10. You don't need 10 and you don't need 3. The Maidid, what's the gauge? What's the litmus test? Do you have a Suda which is a Suda Chashuva? The Maidid, if you have 2 Tamid Echad Mechad Zev Zev Ba'alacha, you have a Suda Chashuva and that's enough. Shtayim Shabbos is the same thing. We were never chuzer from that. We still hold that Shtayim Shabbos is a good tier. Because a Suda Shabbos is a Suda Chashuva. And even if you only have 2 people, that's enough of a Suda to have a, it's enough of a tier from 2 people with a Suda Chashuva, you can be Mizamit. Even if they're not, if it's Shabbos, Shabbos makes them into the Aron Pashas. Pashas is different than the Sezer Rosh. Lav Dafka, we'll get that in a second.
What's that?
What's Why doesn't Gemara answer?
Zok Rayashi, that's the terrace of the Gemara. The terrace of the Gemara is the Megal. When I said originally, it's not like you understood. Not like you understood when I said Tisha V'Aron. The word is not that the Aron is being mashed by a tenth man. It's a maimed, which is a maimed chashuv. You have an Aron Kedish together with the nine people. You're eating your Suda. You have an Aron Kedish there also. It's a Suda Chashuvah. It's a maimed, which is a maimed chashuv. Mila, that's all that you need. And in the Chama, Itaka, the Gemara is never crazy. The Gemara is being Megala. What did I mean originally when I said Tisha V'Aron? I meant a maimed, which is chashuv. What did I mean when I said Shnayim HaShavit? I meant a Suda Chashuvah. But Mila, Shnei Damid Chom is Megala on that. If I have a Shnei Damid Chom, you have a Suda Chashuvah, that's enough to make it into a Chiv Zimun. Very good. If you look at Tesis on Memchas Manalach, and come on, all the Rishonim, they say, Let's help us with the Chol HaNishmaitza. What is that going on? They start enumerating the different Gemara's, different cases that it's going on. They say, it's going on Tisha V'Aron, it's going on Shnayim HaShavit. Tisha V'Aron, Shnayim HaShavit? There was never such a member. At the end of the day, Pashit, the way they learned about the Gemara, if you're not learning the Kubayashim, there was no such Gemara. We push it, made a turn. When we said Tisha V'Aron, take it out. Why not? Press delete. What we meant was Tisha Nir and Kassar. Shtayim HaShavit, there was no such Gemara. It meant Shnei Tamayin Nekom HaKam Zem Zem Ha'alofa. What do you think? Lechel Chesed Tuchol HaNishmaitza refers to Tisha V'Aron and Shtayim HaShavit. There is no such Gemara. Maskeret Gemara, we said that's not what we meant. We meant something totally different. But if you're Yashiv and Nechanamit, the tackle was no Chazar from the Gemara. The Gemara was, when the Gemara said Shnayim HaShavit, Shnei Tamayin Nekom HaKam Zem Zem Ha'alofa, the Gemara is being Megala. What did I mean when I said Shnayim HaShavit? I meant the Maimon which is Choshev, Asuda Choshev. So too, Shnei Tamayin Nekom HaKam Zem Zem Ha'alofa, you have Asuda Choshev. And Mamela, you can be Mezam. See, Shvaron, when you have a Asuda, when you have 10 people, a Maimon which is Choshev, you have an Aron Kodesh there, that makes the Maimon a Maimon Choshev. With 9 Tisha V'Aron. Right, exactly. There's two ways to do it. When you have a Maimon Choshev, it looks like 10 people, that's enough to get you there. You have a Maimon that it doesn't look like 10 people, it's only 9, but you have an Aron Kodesh there, that's enough to get you to the Chiyuv Zimun. A maimed which is chashuv, because there it's different. There you don't really need to make it into Suda Chashuvah. Suda Chashuvah I had when I have 3 people. Here I just bimaz kirshim Hashem. Bimaz kirshim Hashem, or you need less. We'll get bimaz but a little bit more at the end. The Suda Chashuvah I already have beforehand. I don't need to make it into Chashuvah. I need to make it into maimed chashuv to bimaz kirshim Hashem. So you have a drop. So you have to say lefi this. When the Gemara says Ella Shnayim HaShavit, Ella Shnei Tamayin Nechal Mechaz Zem Zem Halacha, the Gemara doesn't mean Ella that we're not going with that tzir. Ella means not like you learned Pshat in the Gemara. You understood when Tisha V'Aron that the Aron is being mashlem as a tenth person. Ella, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is not that the Aron is being mashlem. You don't need the Aron to be mashlem. 9 is enough. You don't need the 10 people. But Ella is being choizer from the Havana Rishina that the Gemara had. That makes it into a when you look like 10, that's kilu, even though you don't have the 10. Well, the ma'aser looks like 10, that's enough of a ma'amer choshev that you can be ma'asker shem Hashem. We'll get to that in a minute. Very good. Pashas, you don't need. I mean, Rav also holds that there's such a din of shtayim mezamnim, even though you don't have 3 people, and it says gadol Hashem iti. Rav holds shtayim shorosim mezamnim. There is a mutzig of shtayim being mezamnim, even though it says gadol Hashem iti. Gadol Hashem just tells me the chiv. Here we found a way to tell me what we might go a little bit more later. Lefidus Rashi says, either we have to say this is not like Rashi, and it says a Rosh. Rashi seems to say over here, Shnei Tamayin Nechom HaMechadim Zev Zev HaAloch HaMitzdarchim, Rashi says, Liyo Yishleisho, to be 3. According to Bayashiv, you don't really need to be. 2 is enough. But what does Rashi mean, Liyo Yishleisho, to be 3 people? Let's ask the Gemara's Kash, and let the Gemara ask you for it, like the Tzlach asks. Why did the Gemara say over here, HaAloch HaGavim? How can you tell me Liyo Shleisha? Halacha is the third person? Tarif is. If I say it's Rashi says Liyo Shleisha, it means Liyo Kishleisha. Azevi Shleisha. You don't mamash at 3, but if two Zayt is Avazach Azevi if you would have 3 people. Mela, that's a Pshat Rashi. It's not sure to say over here. If two Zayt, Liyo Kishleisha, says if you have 3 people. You don't need 3 people. You're 2 people in this Eichat Himsa is Azevi, 3 people. The few days, Ashokem and Zogmid after Raivin, we had Shver and the Raivin. How does the Raivin learn the Gemara of Demai? The Gemara says, Demai, Holy Chazilei. Remember the Gemara? Iboi Mafkil and Nechosim, Nechosilei, therefore he can be, therefore it's Shayat Abazimun. We ask,
What do you mean? At the end of the day, there was no fear. He ate a davar which is asur. Davar which is asur has no fear. You had the ability to be mafir and a chassid, but you weren't. At the end of the day, you ate something which is asur. You have no fear. So if you look at the Ayyavid inside, he's chilek on the Rambam. The Rambam says, not only are you not mizdamin on something which is a davar asur, you also do not make a bracha rishon and a chayim. But the Ayyavid, no. Mishnah Zayi told us that shalei amru'im mevarchin ela she'in mizdamin mo'alo. They didn't say that you don't make a bracha rishon and a chayin on the vine. They said you're not mezamen. Loimar she'ein lem keva lezimun. Hoya vayichum davar asur v'kein achilas peret she'ein lem keva lezimun. They didn't mean to say that you don't make a bracha. They mean to say that there's no kviyas for zimun. What does the Rav mean? There's no kviyas for zimun. Why is there no kviyas for zimun? These guys sat down. They went to one of these all you can eat for $29.90, and they packed down food. Where was the chalas of the kviyas? They ate as if they would be eating a mutter tikkasuda. They just punked reading the mind instead of eating regular chulin gamma. Where is the chasr and the kviyas from here? They ate a davar which is asur, but where did the rabbi see that it's chasr and the kviyas? What's chasr and the kviyas? So what does the rabbi say? The rabbi says it's chasr and the kviyas azevi period. Period is also chasr and the kviyas. Why is period chasr and the kviyas? Because some kids from Varchim that shach be kviyas sudan period. And then you don't have to make a bracha on the period and the sudan. Why is it chasr and the period? It's chasr and the kviyas. El kinir of the pshat is that when you make a kaveh suda on peris, even no matter how many peris you eat, still chasar in the kaveh tainu chasar in the chashivas of suda. This is not a suda. What's a suda chashuva? Ki alechem levad yichya adam. A suda chashuva is a suda that you have past. Meila, if you have a suda of peris, that's not considered a suda chashuva. That's not considered a kaveh of a suda that a past is to have a zimun on. That's mechayiv you to have a zimun. Zot deraivit, you have the zolbazach when you have a davar asur. Kaveh doesn't mean that you're not kaveh. You didn't sit down for long enough, you didn't eat enough food. Kviyas means you don't have a suda chashuva to be mechayiv. The same way by peiris, you don't have a suda chashuva, but the raivin, when you're eating a davar which is asur, that's not a suda chashuva, that's mechayiv and zimun. You're going and eating something which you're not supposed to be eating, we don't reckon that. That doesn't have the din of a suda that you're supposed to have be mezamen. That's not a suda. A suda is when you're eating mitzadav zayin, the way that you're supposed to be eating, something which is mutter to eat. When you're eating something which is asur, that doesn't have the chashuva of the suda. Meila, kemezamen, that's the raivin. That when it comes to demai, when it comes to something which is the iser kal, like demai, you look at the way the Aruch HaShulchan works the Rambam. The Rambam says, demai, chol ki yaitzi bazeh. You could be mevarach mezamen. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what does it mean, chol ki yaitzi bazeh? Something which is the iser kal. Demai is iser kal. Why? Because you had a way to get out of the iser. So too, zok the Aruch HaShulchan would be this, chol sam, or bishalakum, chol vakum, or bishalakum, it says is the iser kal, and you can even live without the Rambam, you can mevarach mezamen. In other words, he understood that the din of the Mai is that it's an Isser Kal. What's that? In a Chanam, he didn't understand the Rambam like that. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not how he understood the Rambam. The Vart is not because you can get out of it. The Zan is, it's an Isser Kal. By the Mai, because you can get out of it. A Kula Dikir for the Rabbanim is also considered Isser Kal, as even the Mai. It's not because you can get out of it. But those that learn it because you can get out of it. That's not how the Aruch HaShulchan learned. Even they, he comes up with us arriving. That Isser of the Mai, the answer to the Gemara, Kivin Yiboyim Afin Nechosim Mechazilei, Mimil, this is not considered Isser Chomer. This is not an Isser, a davar also which is Machia, the Chashivas of the Suda. When you're going ahead and you're sitting down to Chazer, to beef burger, to cheeseburger, to something which, to bacon, in your sandwich, that doesn't have the Chashivas of the Suda. But a Suda which Be'etim you could have gotten out of. The Isser you could have gotten out of. You could have been Machia Nechotim. We don't reckon that to be such an Isser that it's Machia the Kviyas. That's still considered a Kviyas of the Suda. If you look at the Pnei Yeshua, Ken Zayin, he's Mazber, not Mazber, Azay, but Ken Zayin, Azay is Kavin. Because he says, he brings down the some of the, you have to understand why Nedir is different. Why is Nedir different than Yiboyim Afkin Echosim? So you have to say there's something missing over here. It's more, it's Chosar Maisa, but Daniel, that's what's that? 10? 1 second. 10 is Pashas Nan. 10 is the next 10. We'll get to that in a minute. The feed is, that which we say, in the Zaman al-Allah, Amaratim, so we ask, the Rishayna may ask already, that how could it be that we pass in the Zaman al-Allah, Amaratim, and we pass in that you're the Zaman al-Khatim, Khatim is an Amaratim, the Zaman al-Ger, a Ger is an Amaratim, the day it becomes a Ger. So if you look at the Rush, it's more Mufurish than Tesis Ruda Khatim, the Tajbeth, Khatim speaks it out, Mufurish, they say that Amaratim is different. Amaratim is Pasha de Loiloma, Shaloy Loma. An Amaratim is different than a Khatim. An Amaret could have learned and he didn't. A Kotan is not holding there. Shailas, what's the difference? Very good. They both have, at the end of the day, they both don't know anything. So one could have learned and one couldn't have learned. But at the end of the day, they both have Amaratim. You're not supposed to be Mizam with an Amaratim. What's the difference between this Amaratim and that Amaratim? Elamai, the Teretz is, that if he had the Yechurus, the beard, if he had the Yechurus to learn and he didn't, you're not supposed to have a Suda with such a person. Your Suda is not a Suda Chashuva. To sit down with somebody that could have learned and he didn't, that's felt in the Chashivas of the Suda. You're eating with somebody that's not a Chashuva person. He could have learned and he didn't. While Chatham, the fact that he doesn't know anything, that's the Negareya that Hashivas of the Suda. He didn't have time to learn it yet. Again, he didn't have time to learn yet. That doesn't take away from the Chashivas of the Suda. Somebody that could have, he's already 40, 50, 60 years old, and from the time that he was 10, he knew. He wasn't a Ger, he wasn't a Chatham. He already passed that stage. He's not a Chatham anymore. He could have learned and he didn't. That's, to be Mitzvah for such a person is Negareya and the Chashivas of the Suda. Chatham, if you this, if you'd have three Amaratim that are being Mizamah together, also there will be no need to be Mizamah, because the Suda is not a Suda Chashuva. If you look at the Ritva, the Ritva says that just you're not supposed to be Mizamah with an Amarat, Bir Allah brings it down, also the Allah. It says, but the Amaratim themselves, your three Amaratim together, is this what they ever came to be
Mizamah?
Is that a problem to you with an Amarat? The Essen Suda is a problem? Is it an Isser? It's not an Isser, but it's not a Suda Chashuva, it's Mizareya. Mamela, that's by somebody that could have learned and he didn't, that's Megaleya the Chashivas. However, what happens if you have three people together that don't know anything? Zok the Ritva, the Bir Halacha brings it down, he wants these Mitzad like that, Halacha, that they should have to be Mezamen. Either Suda is not a Suda Chashuva. So either you can say the Taka is not going to wish them with this Malach, that's not going to feed the Sheep of the Ritva. I don't know anybody else that brings it down. But, Asher Kem and Zogin, that it's the only reason it's Megareya, the Chashuva, the Suda is because you shouldn't be Mitzad together to eat with the Amar. Somebody that's on your Ramah shouldn't be Mitzvah together with an Amarat who didn't learn. But three Amaratim that eat together is Amigari and the Hashivas. Just like, I don't know if it's Hashivas or Suda, so in Chavurat, no. But as I'm listening, that even though you shouldn't be Mitzvah after him, but it's not Amigari and the Hashivas and Suda when they and themselves are eating. The Fidus came as long as my Shtayim and Shabbos also. I'll be like we really masber from Rabbi Asher before, and just to speak it out a little bit clearer. What saka the pshat? The Gemara says shtayim b'shabbes, shtei tamayin yichal mechad mezel zel v'alocha. If you have a hechatimsa, to have two people that are mezama together. Shaila is like we're asking, what's might you only have two people? But the question is really before that, why are two people not enough? Why? In echanam you learn out of a pasuk gadol l'shemiti, and zach when you have three people, you have a chiv tzimur. The question is why. Why is that pasuk? It's pasuk that's only asmachta. Why are we learning out of there that's the three people? Why isn't two people enough? What does Rashi say at the beginning? What's the din of zimun? They're mizdam in yachad. Mizdam in yachad letzir bracha b'lash and rabim. To get together, to have a bracha b'lash and rabim. We have two people also, it's always us. Why not by three people? Why by two people is there no din of zimun? By three people there is a din of zimun. L'chora, Efshar Kem and Zogin, that by two people that chosin the chashivas of the Suda. You both, you have one person in with another person, and you have a rabbi. But what makes it into Suda Chashuva when you have three people there? Kviyas, it's not that it's more tavua, that you're, now they're sitting down more. It's a Suda Chashuva. When you have three people there eating all together, that makes it into Suda Chashuva. Remelo, Lu Yitzur, that we had two people with the Suda Chashuva. So you have everything that you need. You have a rabbi, and you have the Suda Chashuva. The problem is that generally by two people you don't have a Suda Chashuva. You only have two people. But if I can somehow make a Hechadim so that I have two people and a Suda Chashuva, then there's no problem. If you have two people on Shabbos, you have two Tamid Echad Mechad Mezel Zeba Alocha, you have a Suda Chashuva with two people. A Suda Chashuva with two people, there's no problem. That was happening in the Gemara. And if Rami, the Maskara, we talk and we don't come out that way. But after Kevin Zaman, the Maskara that we don't come out that way, and that Taka 2 is not enough, the same time there's no Chazara in what the Chazaran by two people is. The chesaron by two people is you don't have a Suda Chashuva. Just the Gemara was mitaret. Let's also say Chol and Shmaisa that it's not enough to have a davar chitzeni to make it into Suda Chashuva. You put up a nice sign that says Vayar Rabbanu Minan Tzedakah behind your two people. It's not going to make it now a Suda Chashuva. You have to have a third person. You need The way to make it into Suda Chashuvo is to be Mitaraf Dachit and Mitaraf Agavro. Two people and Shabbos, nine people in Aron Kodesh, that's not enough. To make it into a Suda Chashuvo or into a Maimed Choshev, you need Dachka Mensch. Dachka Mensch can do it. Remeir Lekem and Zogim, that's Rabbeinu Yoino. Well, we started off, the original question we started off with that's Rabbeinu Yoino. Right? The Gemara over here by Simi Bar Chiyo is not like Rabbeinu Yoino. Rabbeinu Yoino says that the only time that you have a Chiyuv Zimun is dafka when they eat together at the beginning. But eating together at the end does not make a Chiyuv Zimun. Shaila is, we see from the Gemara of Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel told Rav, and Fashion Statement says Rav was not at the end of the day. Rav was not Chirlik. That since they still have the ability to eat, even though they finished the food, betim, the actual chewing, they finished the eating. Since they have the ability to eat more, that's still considered as the chilk of the sudo, and the simi rachia could be mitzvah. Now the tzirif is only at the end. You're only mitzvah together to form a zimun at the end. It's not like you're being a yinner. Many says dafka from mitzvah together at the beginning. So ba'etam, I'm not sure why the rishitif wasn't mitzvah it, but the Rabbeinu Yoino later on, Lama Zayin Amaral Sadaf HaRish, is Mitziachas to this problem himself. And he says, Dizeu Mipnei Shashnayim Noyadu Yachad Ulefika Chashlishi Nigar Acharein. Zokter Enechanan. That which I told you, that you can't have, that the Chiyuv Zimun is Nikva according to the beginning, that you need at least two people at the beginning to start off at the same time. If you have one guy that starts at 10:30, one guy that starts at 10:35, one guy that starts at 10:40. But at 10:50 they're all finished, that's not going to make a tzir for the zimun, because you have nobody starting at the same time. You just have them ending at the same time. But if you have two people starting at 10:30, and one person starting at 10:35, that's enough. Look there, Mvesh Hashanayim Noel Du Yachad, Lefika Chashlishi Nigra Acharein. The third guy is Nigra after those first two guys. And we'll see this Yisrael in Kalma Mekoymen over the next 2 years. That the Gemara says, we'll see the next 2 years, Mem Chatzman Aleph says that if you have two people that ate Dagon, and one person that just drank a kreis of yain or Allah shal yarek, he can be mitzvah to the zimun. Shal as hell. I might say, how nevarach shachal nu mishaloi? You're not benching the kadosh boat. You didn't have a achila. You had a shtiyah. Shtiyah is b'chal achila. We'll see in the gemara. Like cases. But I might say, you only have two people that ate dogan. You only have two people that are benching. How can you be mitzvah for the third guy? The kavanah chaimus will see even if the third guy benched already. If you have two guys that didn't bench, you can be mitzvah for him. Because b'ikaron, two people is enough for a zimun, like we're saying. Be'etam and Shaq have a zimun with two people. Just, it's chasar the chashivas. What's the way to make it a chashar mitzudah? If there's a third person there also. The third person, no matter what the situation is, he ate later, he benched already, he only ate Allah Shayarek, but the fact that there's a third person there, that makes the sudah a sudah chashuvu. As long as over some time over the course of a sudah, that makes it a sudah chashuvu. Be'etam, all you need is two. Once you have the two, you're good to go. You just need the third person there. And the chari is the pshan in the halacha that we saw in Simon Reish. Bechala brings down the halacha. He says it sharper than the other Rishenim, than the Torah really. He says that one person has to be mafsik for two people. If two people want a bench, one person has to be mafsik for two. Zakter Mechaber. Vafilu l'arach l'hafsik mezamnu alov. Bein oyne, bein ein oyne. Kol shu oymen sham. The third guy has to stop for the two guys that they give him mezamnu. Vafilu l'arach l'hafsik, even if he doesn't want to be mafsik, bein oyne, bein oyne. He totally is ignoring the other two guys. He's sitting there eating while they're making the zimun. Doesn't make a difference. They're allowed to be mezamen. We asked the very last Shabbat, what shaykh? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they have two people. So the guy is very good. He's sitting there and he's eating. But Lamaisa, he's not answering. So you only have two people that are being mevarach. How do you have the zimun? Zimun is a din. We're only three people in mezamen together. If you were saying, in a chanami, all you need is the two people. Two people, be'etam and shaykh have a zimun. Just as chasarn in the chashivat amayman. As long as you get a third person sitting there, it could be that he's totally ignoring the other two people. It doesn't make a difference. You have a third person, you already have a chashivas in the sudah. The sudah becomes a sudah chashuvah, and remain allowed to be mitzvah.
She was like,
Samshtayim is not enough, because you don't have chashiv. That's why we need a third person there. The third person doesn't have to enter. The third person is there just to make the sudah into a sudah chashuvah. Once the Suda Chashuva, then the two people could be Mezaman also, because you have three people that are there. The Chatzil is supposed to be Mastik. The Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham says that if he doesn't stop, he's not Yitzhak. They're Yitzhak and he's not Yitzhak. Pashas, he has to be Yitzhak. Someone's there, he has to stop.
The
Chatzil is supposed to have three people. But Mikaron is in Echanami. The din is with three people. We have a Hekatimsa that you can still be Mekayim the din of Zimun with two. But Mikaron is supposed to do with three people. And then Pashtus, that's Pashtus, it's only for him. Echamas Nishtayim is for him. But, yeah. If you do this, we could just be Maitip one Kneich. What we're handling before him with 10 people. The context, when you have 3 people, you already have the chashivas of Zimun. 3 people makes it a Suda Chashuva. 2 people is not a Suda Chashuva, 3 people is a Suda Chashuva. But Meila, that what you need, 10 people to be Malkut Yoshem Hashem, that's not, you could say, that's not changing the Suda to make it a different Suda, to make it the Maimon is now, the Zimun is now a Davar Shebekdusha. You already have, what you need to be, do a Zimun is a chashivas. Is a chashivas. That chashivas, you acquire once you have 3 people. You have that chashivas. That what you're doing is Zimun. If you look at the lesson of the Beis Yosef at the end of Kuf Tzadi Tes, he says, he passes, the Mechaber passes the Halacha, and this is how the Sfaradim go, they can be mitzaref as a 10th person, a Snif, a Katan. You can be mitzaref a Katan to 10 people. The Beis Yosef goes even a Katan Mutter by reaching mitzaref to 10 people. Look there, he says the Beis Yosef, I paskin Benegev at Tfilo, that you can't count as one of the 10 people, a Katan Mutter by Arisa. He's not considered one of the 10 people. Happen over here, I'm telling you that in Zimun, you could count him as one of 10 people. So if there's Shani Hossam by Tfilah, the Dover Shabakdusha. Aval Hocha in El Zimun Ba'almo. There is the Dover Shabakdusha. But over here, all it is a Zimun Ba'almo. What does it mean? The Torah says when you have three, he means that when you have 3 people, you already got to the Din of Zimun. You have the Chashivas, the Suda that we required to make the Din of Zimun. Once you have 10 people, there's a Din. You should add on to the Zimun, Hashem Hashem, because you have 10 people. You have but all it is just a sniff to the Din of the Zimun. The Mela actually came in Zogin that we asked originally, what's the pshat that by Katan Mutu Barisa you can count them as one of 10 people, but not one of the 3 people? Kolchkin, if you can count them as one of 10 people, for sure, to Mount Kishem Hashem, for sure you can count them as one of the 3 people. The Torah says no. To make one of the 3 people, you need a the 3 people makes it to the Suda Suda Chashuva. If one of those 3 people is a Katan, it's Faltech in the Suda Chashuva. You're missing the basic makeup of a Zimun. You need the Suda Chashuva. But mainly, you need that those 3 people should all be 3 people which are Gedolim and Apostles to make the Suda Chashuva. However, the Din of 10, that's just adding on. Once you have the Suda Chashuva, when you have 10 people, we add on Shem Hashem. That's not even a Davar Shabbatusha. You're adding on Shem Hashem to the Zimun. But mainly, like the Lashon, the Beis Yosef brings down from Yerushalmi, will be Matrek ourselves to have 10 people and we'll add on even a Kotan as one of the 10 people, that will be able to Matrek Shem Hashem. When it comes to 3 people, that's a Din of Hashim. It's a Kotan doesn't have Hashivas, but mainly it can't be Mitzarachim to Zimun. Yeah.